Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The theme for 2025 is Who is He? What is He to you? This is week 9 of names, titles, symbols of the Holy Spirit. This week, the symbol is fire. We invite your fire. The scripture for this morning comes from the book of Matthew 3, verse 11. That's Matthew 3, verse 11. The New Living Translation reads, I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not worthy even to be his slave and carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Amen. Fire is used or symbolized all through the Bible. Fire is a metaphor that cleanses and purifies, separates the impure from the pure. The fire of God upon the altar was the means by which all that was offered to God ascended up to God and became a sweet aroma to the Lord. Fire is a wonderful picture of the work of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is like a fire in at least three ways. He brings God's presence, God's passion, and God's purity. The Holy Spirit is the presence of God as he indwells the heart of the believer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and all-wise God, we thank you. Thank you for another day, O Lord. Thank you for the fire. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, O God. Thank you for the presence, for your hovering over us last night as we slept, O God. We don't take it lightly, for we know someone will not get up this morning, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the start of a new day, O Lord. We thank you for your teaching, O Lord. Thank you for putting a passion in us, O God, to be more like you. We pray you keep the fire going, O Lord. We pray a sweet aroma comes from our prayers, O God. The prayers from this platform, O Lord. In Leviticus 9 and 24, it says, fire also descended from heaven to consume offerings, showing God's acceptance of sacrifice. We pray you accept our prayers, our sacrifice, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you for loving us enough to hear us, O Lord, that your ears are open to what we say, Lord God. We pray your word purifies us, that you forgive us of what we've done, O Lord, that the fire in us convict us of things that are not of you, O Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for always being with us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray. We thank you. We thank you for your fire. We thank you for showing us, leading us, and guiding us with your fire that you did thousands of years ago, that you did for Moses, Lord God. In the book of Exodus, Lord God, you led with your fire, Lord God, and today you're leading with the word of God, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, and we pray that you always are with us, Lord God, that we have your presence within us. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord God. We pray, amen. Amen, Lord God. This morning from our prayer list, Lord God, we lift up Mauricio Severno, who's having surgery this morning, Lord God. Our Rev D asks us to pray for Mauricio Severino, Lord God, and his surgery this morning. We pray for complete healing for Mauricio, Lord God. We pray for everyone involved in surgery, the nurses, the doctors, the admin staff, Lord God. We pray that he has a pleasant experience in this situation, Lord God. We pray that he feels safe and secure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank God in advance for a successful surgery. We pray he has a quick and speedy recovery, Lord God, with minimum pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up Mauricio this morning, Lord God. This morning we're also lifting up Nate, Lord God. We pray that today will be a day of new beginnings for him, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for a new day, Lord God, with new mercies. Whatever happened yesterday, last month, last year, Lord God, is done. It's done. It's over. And we pray he doesn't dwell too long in the past, Lord God. We pray he is encouraged about what's before him, Lord God, and he seeks it in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray you cover Nate in your blessings, Lord God. We pray he feels that he is not forgotten, Lord God. We pray he feels the love you have for him. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray comfort for Nate, Lord God. We pray that his spirits are lifted in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And he starts today, Lord God, with a new thing, Lord God, a new passion, a new fire in his heart, Lord God, that today is the day of new beginnings. And we thank you. We thank you that we get the opportunity, Lord God, to try it again, to do it again, Lord God, to look forward that better days are ahead of us, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, and we encourage for Nate this morning, Lord God. Rev D also asks us to lift up Erin and her husband Joey, and we are excited that they have welcomed their new baby girl, Zara Bell, Lord God. So we thank you for this praise report, Lord God. We've been praying for her and her husband, Lord God, and we are grateful that they delivered a healthy baby girl, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, and we pray that Erin and her baby are doing well, Lord God. We pray for the new addition to their family, Lord God. We pray that for the support system that are around them, Lord God. We pray for her big sister, Lord God, and she welcomes her new best friend, Lord God. There's nothing like a sister that that you get to experience life with, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for their safe delivery, Lord God. We're excited for the new addition in Rev D's family, Lord God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that you continue to bless them, Lord God. Our sister Yvette Jones asks us to pray for Gladys Francis this morning, Lord God. We lift up Gladys and ask that you bless her whatever she needs, Lord God. We're asking just to touch her life, Lord God. Whatever she's going through, we know she can get through it, Lord God, with your help, Lord God. So we pray she opens her heart to you. We pray she allows you to direct her footsteps, oh Lord. We pray that you cover her with your blood, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we call out her name, Gladys Francis, and we ask that you keep her in your prayers in the name of Jesus, Lord God. This morning, we are also lifting up Eric and Trina Brown to you today, Lord God. We pray for their continued good health, Lord God, for both of them. Whatever aches and pains they have in their bodies, Lord God, we pray healing for them, oh Lord. We pray that whatever's going on in their body, that you touch them, Lord God, so that they are doing well, Lord God. We also pray for their finances, oh Lord, as they continue to be a support system to their family, Lord God. We pray that they make wise decisions, Lord God, that they help those that need help, Lord God, and they make good decisions, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for them, Lord God. We pray for Eric and Trina Brown. Again, this morning, Lord God, we lift up Pam Hodges. I believe her last name is Hodges, Lord God. However, we speak her name, Lord God, and we ask that you comfort her as she's dealing with the loss of her youngest son, Lord God, who went to sleep on Saturday night and did not wake up on Sunday, Lord God. We thank you for his life, Lord God. We thank you for all he has been to his family, Lord God, his life. We ask that you comfort his family right now, Lord God. Comfort his mom who lost her older son years ago in the tragedy of 9/11 and now is dealing with the loss of her other child, Lord God. So we pray peace and comfort for her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It can't be easy when a parent outlives their children, oh Lord. So we pray peace, we pray comfort, Lord God, for her and for families who are grieving this morning, Lord God, or grieving in this season, Lord God. And we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for all grieving families, Lord God. We pray your comfort, your peace and your comfort to them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. This morning we continue to pray for the Caribbean islands, Lord God, Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Lord God, all of the islands in the path of Hurricane Melissa, Lord God, which is estimated to be a very strong hurricane, Lord God. It has increased to Category 5. Oh, Lord, we pray. We pray for the protection of the people in these places, Lord God, as they brace for the impact of this storm, Lord God, which is said to be the strongest Jamaica has ever experienced, Lord God. So we pray for these areas that will be affected by floods and strong winds and all the damage that a hurricane of such magnitude can bring, Lord God. We pray for the lives of the people, oh Lord. We pray for the lives of the people. We pray protection for the people, oh Lord. We pray that lives will be saved. So far, I read this morning that at least six people have already lost their lives. I think it's three in Haiti, one in Dominican Republic, that there are a few people missing that are assumed dead, Lord God. But we pray people's lives are saved, Lord God. Of course, their property and businesses and things like that, but the lives of the people, Lord God. We pray this hurricane does not last too long and doesn't do the damage that is expected, Lord God. We know that you are in control, Lord God. So we continue to pray to you for them, Lord God, and all of those that are affected, Lord God. We pray for the resources that will be needed, Lord God, to help rebuild these places, Lord God. We pray for help. We pray for help, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And as always, we pray for the restoration. We pray for the restoration of these places. We know that if we have a chance, Lord God, to rebuild, that's what we will do, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to watch over people in the path of this disaster, this disaster that's coming. In the name of Jesus, we say amen, Lord God. And this morning, again, we pray as we continue to pray for the beloved ministries, Lord God, all that's involved. We pray for restoration for all of those who prayed and who ministered and who pastored yesterday, on Sunday or this weekend on Saturday, if you go to church on Saturday. But we pray for restoration for those who gave the word of God. We know it's not easy to study and to bring forth the word that will encourage people to continue in their walk of faith, Lord God. So we pray for restoration for Rev D and for all the preachers and pastors who ministered yesterday, Lord God. We pray that they be renewed and they be restored to continue the work of the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God. We thank you for all of those that are on the line this morning who got up early to start the week. I know Sunday is to start, but to start Monday morning with the word of God and to start it in prayer, Lord God. So we thank you. We pray that you have a wonderful day. We ask that with whatever you're doing today, if you're getting ready for work, you have a great start of school. Whatever you do, Lord God, we pray that the word has encouraged you and you are off to a great start, Lord God. So we ask all of these prayers in the name of your son, Jesus. We pray and we say amen. And we thank you. We thank you for joining us today on our prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. That's in the book of Matthew. We learned that this week, too, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. So please send your prayer request to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. We do not take these prayers lightly, Lord God. We keep them. We keep a record of them, and we continue to pray over your prayers. So we ask that you continue to send in your prayers. It's not a one-and-done thing. Here, we continue to pray for your prayer. So our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. We have an upcoming event coming November 8th. Please visit the website because we're having an overview of the Old Testament, an overview of all the books in the Old Testament. It's going to be awesome. You do not want to miss this. So check our website for information to register. It's free. You have to register, but it's free. And we're going to spend 2 hours on the Old Testament, and it's going to be a great discussion. So I encourage that you go to the website, you register for that event. So please visit the website for that event and everything that's coming up. And we thank you and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so we all may greet one another.